Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about being able to hang out with you. And it's just you and me. Just Jim Blasingame and all of his heroes. I'm glad you're here. And I've got something I want to talk about. I want to talk about something that's very important. And I'll start by telling you about a date that happened 120 years ago, I should say. Lawyer Paul Harris moved his legal practice, his law practice, to Chicago. And he enjoyed the new opportunity that he found in his adopted city. But he missed the friendly relationships that he grew up knowing in the small Vermont town where he started out. And then one day in 1900, the year 1900, he was walking around the Windy City's north side with a guy named Bob Frank. And Harris noticed the connections that his friend Bob was making with local shopkeepers. He was talking and sharing things and having great conversations with them, and they acted like they knew each other pretty well, and he longed for that kind of interaction. He wondered if, like himself, other professionals who had immigrated from rural America to the big cities might be experiencing the same feeling of loss. Well, over the next few years, Harris couldn't stop thinking about it. He couldn't stop asking himself this question: could such human connection activity be channeled into organized settings for professionals and for business people? Well, today we know the answer to Harris's question is yes, and it's called civic groups. But at the dawn of the 20th century, this innovation had yet to be invented. And then, on February 23rd, 1905, Harris put his connection question to the test when he and three friends founded the world's first civic club. They called it Rotary because they planned to rotate weekly meetings between each member's office. Well, now, Rotary is an international success story. There are 33,000 Rotary clubs around the globe, and they're all based on Harris's founding principle of service above self. If you're a Rotarian, and I have been for 25-plus years, you know all about the motto, service above self. And his original dream was to connect people for the benefit of all parties under the idea of service above self. He probably didn't use the term, but his 1905 connecting formula is the modern definition of networking. It's what you and I call networking today. Well, three quarters of a century later, Dr. Ivan Meisner, had a dream of creating a structured networking model when he founded Business Network International. At the time he founded it, it wasn't international at all, but he had a dream. He believed it would become that way. His goal was very much like Harris's, but with the specific purpose of business people meeting regularly to help each other grow their businesses. Not just to network, but to grow their businesses. Though not a civic organization, the motto of BNI's 7,400 chapters worldwide is givers gain. How many times have you heard Ivan say that on this show before? Givers gain. It's completely compatible with Rotary's founding pledge of service above self. So if you turned either one of those pledges, givers gain, service above self, if you turned any one of those into an offer to someone else, you'd get what I call the power question. What can I do to help you? The significant international success of Rotary and BNI has revealed and reinforced two very important truths. Number one, networking is an essential professional discipline. And two, putting others first is powerful. This month, Rotary will celebrate the 111th anniversary of Paul Harris's dream come true. And B&I will celebrate International Networking Week. That was last week. Whether you participate in a civic club, a B&I chapter, your local chamber of commerce, or whatever group you are part of, I hope you'll become a more frequent, accomplished, and selfless networker. Because remember what I've said many times on the show before, my friends. Face-to-face is the original social media. Face-to-face networking is the original social media. And it's still important. And I want you to think about the power question. What can I do to help you? You know, one of my favorite things to do, when I meet someone who's, you know, they're a celebrity or they're someone that I would really like to get to know, and I'm sort of the mouse and they're the lion, that kind of thing. You've done that, right? One of the best things you can say to that person that will really elevate you and make them think. It'll make them think every time. It'll make them think about what you said, about what you asked, and it'll make them think differently about you. If you walk up to someone who's a lion to your mouse and you say, "What can I do to help you?" In every case, they'll say, "Well, I don't know. Let me think about that." You'll be amazed how many times you'll hear people say, "Well, I don't know. Let me think about that." Or they might actually come up with something. So think about that. I don't know how many times I have said that to someone who I really would like. And what if you meet that person, this person who's the lion to your mouse, and you actually are able to do something for them first? How's that going to make you feel? Remember, folks, you don't have to join any group. I encourage you to become a Rotarian. I encourage you to check out BNI or join a civic club, at least, to serve something greater than yourself. I encourage you to check out BNI, and I certainly encourage you to join your Chamber of Commerce. But you don't have to join any group to ask and deliver on the power question. What can I do for you? I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Pretty eyed pirate smile, your merry music man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.